and welcome from L.A. here on a Saturday afternoon. Sunny, the windows are down, no jackets are on, and the Sens squeak out a victory against the Kings.
Unbelievable.
Never in doubt.
Never had a doubt. Never had a doubt.
Oh, man. So, you got a unique recording today because we're driving. We're actually driving back towards the airport. So.
Hands-free, though, of course.
Hands-free, yeah. Yeah, we're using the good old iPhone audio voice memo, so we'll see how that goes. We tested it a minute ago. Seemed to work. So you're going to hear traffic noises. You're going to hear Penn yell at cars that cut us off.
No one uses signals here.
No one uses signal lights. All right, so what was that? Sens 5, Kings 3?
Think so?
Whatever.
Don't even know.
Oh, man. So what'd you think of the atmosphere? What'd you think of the game?
Oh, I love that building. Yeah. I absolutely love that building. Yeah.
The building itself, I think, is probably one of the best in the league. It's got to be.
Which, again, it's three teams play out of that, so it has a lot more money.
Without seeing the Pittsburgh new one, whatever. But it's just the sheer size, the location, the climate.
Yeah. The people were great.
Yeah.
The people have been great in L.A. both times that we've been here. So,
when we got here really, really early, so we got, like, the best parking spot.
Yeah.
Ever. Had to kill time at a Starbucks outside.
And walk around a bit where we saw Chris Weidman and
McCormick
walk back to their hotel.
Yeah, and then we saw C.C. Hoffman and Prince walking to the game. We waved to them. They didn't wave back. Apparently don't like our show.
Well, I don't blame them. It's good. At the start of the game, of course, every team has their own little video. I know that you marked it down to something else I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
They have it where people in the audience use the LA Kings app, and then you just hit whatever the feature is, and then it'll light up your screen to play with the music and just get some type of
stroll. Picture this. I'm going to convert it to Sens. So you open your Sens app on your smartphone. You go to Light Show. And they give you lots of notice. They say, open the light show on the Kings app, they say. And you hold your phone towards the ice. And, of course, as the lights dim, they have a full... I mean, this is expensive. They got lots of money. They have a full laser show, but your phone starts flashing with in sync with the whole opening theme. So it was quite impressive to watch, you know, the different patterns of the phones going off in addition to all the lasers and stuff. So really neat. Simple but neat. I don't know if it's simple or not, but cool use of the app.
It should be easy enough. Yeah. It should be easy enough. And I like it too because it also has that interaction with the audience.
Yeah.
So
the arena itself is quite interesting. We've talked about it the last time we were here. The 100 and 200 sections, like it's not stadium seating. It's not theater tiered in the sense that the 100 level goes all the way back. And then further back from that, Madison Square Garden does this too. Actually, I think the AA Center in Dallas does this. The 200 level goes back even further, and then goes straight up for all your suites, and then you're really high up and really far back on the 300 level. But
Tons of suites.
But we were down in the 100 corner, so we had a beautiful view. The chairs are just amazing. Like, listen to our review of the chairs at the Anaheim. It's a rich building. Spare no expense, it feels like, on the seats. No,
definitely not. It's a whole day experience, I would say. Probably for those that don't go very often to the games. I actually found it quite intimidating to be there.
I don't know
how rookies do it.
Did a really good job of hyping it up and making you feel like you were in the enemy zone and you're in our house and be fearful.
What else do we have?
Well, okay, well, since we last recorded, we were quite tired after the Ducks game there.
Yeah.
A few things to say, yeah, I guess.
We went on a little bit more of a tour of Orange County.
Yeah, Cassie Cardinal gave us a little tour of Orange County. We saw the beaches after the game.
Real nice if you like the water, if you like
skating.
Surfing. Surfing, thank you. So you move to snowboarding. That's the interview. You really don't want to do that.
Well, you could.
We also went to In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, yep.
I didn't really know what the hype was about that.
No, I don't get it. I think Five Guys is way better, but it's a West Coast thing. Whatever.
But no, they do have their secret menu though, so that it's kind of neat and fun, but indifferent. Super cheap though, really cheap, really cheap price. Dave and Buster's. So this is one thing, and they have this at the Orange Outlets. I went to the one in Vaughan or North Toronto way back in the day. Fill in your own soundbite for the Toronto reference there. But so in Canuck, Dave, you've never been.
No, I haven't been before. So Dave and Buster's, folks in the U.S. know what this is. But picture, how would you describe this? It's kind of like
Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Yeah, or if you don't know what Chuck E. Cheese is, if you're in Ottawa, it's Fun Haven or something for adults. You know, games, like everything from skee ball and video games to Mario Kart, sit down.
Oh, that was great. That's a lot of fun.
And the same kind of thing where you collect tickets at the end and you go can get a prize. And the prizes are a little bit more adult themed, but as in like, which, you know, not kids, but,
yeah. And what else did we do?
We went there twice, actually, just killing time.
Yeah. Which is fun. We had that Buffalo Wild Wings place, which was just on fire.
I don't understand why that was so busy. It was
so busy.
I've been to many Buffalo Wild Wings. I've never seen one so busy.
Yeah.
Hour wait at the door.
Yeah. It's a great location, though. Great location. So, because they've got a movie theater there, too.
It sounds like the Centrum.
It really is. If you move the Centrum where the local reference, where the car dealerships are, it would be perfect. Because it's like, all right, you know what? I'm just going to go down now after work. I'll meet whoever at whatever point. Let's go and grab dinner. We'll go for dinner, and then we can walk over to the game.
So we came to the conclusion that when they build the new arena downtown, they really need to add a Dave and Buster's down there.
That would be fantastic.
Or, you know, Canadian equivalent, if you want a different name.
Careful.
Yeah, here we go.
Look out for this truck.
Oh,
well, the truck's going to go first because he's a truck.
America. Anyway.
And now we're blocking the intersection.
Thanks, Sierra.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, because you can just kill so much time before the game. Like, you know, if you get downtown and you have a couple hours for the game, you can kill it in there just playing mindless video games.
Yeah, that stupid coin game that we played. It's one of like the shovels that you just push the coins back. I know that so Vegas and other casinos have it. It's so dumb. And I was so hooked. It's ridiculous. And actually, when we had wings, you had a nice little root beer there.
Oh my goodness! If you like root beer, they advertised this. What was it called? Not your father's root beer. It's root beer with alcohol. And it still tastes like root beer. So what Mike's Hard Lemonade did to lemonade, these guys did to root beer. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. What do you want?
Oh, there's a guy behind us too blocking. So we're stuck in traffic. Apparently, Ottawa's not the only place that has post-game traffic.
Yeah, and actually with that, because we met one of the workers that worked at the hotel, talked to us about the Ducks quite a bit.
Yeah, the hotel we stayed at, one of the guys working there is... Ducks fan, which is the same game we went to.
Yep, and just with him, I talked to him a little bit more. He's like, you know, it's something you just got to leave a little bit early because you don't want to get stuck in that traffic.
What?
That traffic.
Real fans don't leave early.
It's unbelievable. But no, it's the fan base there seems to be pretty good right now. Even though they're apparently fifth lowest in attendance.
Are we talking Ducks or Kings?
Okay. That was Ducks now.
Okay.
Kings fans. Oh my God. They hate being in their own zone. And once you enter the offensive zone, all right, shoot, shoot.
Oh, that lady in front of us would yell shoot before he was going sideways. I didn't clear the blue line.
He was wide open. It's like, no, the goalie would have just easily snagged that. But,
wow.
Yeah, that was something else. You have no helmets?
Yeah, well, I forgot to mention it last time. Same thing in Anaheim. You see here in LA. You know, the ice cleaning crew, which is mostly consists of like cheerleaders and low cut tops, they don't wear helmets. No. So that would never work in Ottawa. You know, in Ottawa, they always wear helmets.
Cheerleading's a big piece.
But even the kids on the Zamboni in the.
Yeah, that's.
No helmets on the kids.
Or adults on the Zambonis.
Yeah, adults.
They have adults come riding the Zambonis in both cities that we've been at now.
Hmm?
So it's. That's a little bit interesting.
That's a rising pony.
Kopitar.
Kopitar, big news of the day, gets extended 8 years?
Yep.
So we totally had him pegged for lighting up against the Senators. But no, no.
Yeah, he only got one?
We forgot.
Did he even get one?
No, he got a point or two. We forgot all about Vincent LeCavalier, who's never scored a goal as a King. So you're welcome, Vincent.
Slump busters!
Oh, jeez.
Kopitar, local Fox Sports.
Oh, yeah, I had a note there. Before the game started, the local Fox Sport radio would be equivalent of, you know, Dean and Gord, TSN 1200, had this little bit on the radio. And they were actually praising Carlson. You know, they said, you know, a lot of people say he's not very good defensively, but, and they talked about his possession and how he changes the game. So people here get it. And they went on to praise Hoffman, too. Fast, elite player. So maybe the Sens fans need to settle down on their angst against that guy, or maybe Cameron needs to listen at least.
Will you stop driving in the intersection?
I'm not in an intersection.
Stop my
No. You don't go to the back seat.
Shane Prince. Shane Prince today played 9 minutes and 31 seconds.
And he drew 6 minutes worth of penalties.
Good, strong game for him. Good fourth line player.
Yeah.
Getting value out there. Yeah, Jeff Carter scored, of course. That was a bad goal by Anderson. You definitely want that one back. Vinny LeCavalier, I don't think that one was great either. But yeah, the day that the stats symposium happens in Ottawa, Alex Chiasson scores along with Mark Borowiecki, who got the empty netter. And Pageau and Zibby, while I was pouting online, ended up scoring two quick goals. 26 seconds apart or something like that.
Yeah.
So this kind of proved me wrong, but hey.
The fans all around us were kind of like tapping on our shoulders. Hey, why aren't you like more excited and cheering?
It's like, we've seen this happen the other way
too. Well, I don't know.
Two or three goals doesn't mean much there. And Bobby Ryan, King Killer. He's always been a King Killer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think he scored the most goals against the Kings in his career.
Nice.
So, another nice one there. Carlson. Oh, good. Carlson got at least one assist. Bobby. And, yeah, Zibanejad got first start. Not exactly sure why. He had a strong game.
We met Mark Borowiecki's parents. Mm-hmm. Actually, we saw them in Anaheim, and we saw an older couple both wearing Borowiecki jerseys and thought, I wonder. And then we saw them there in L.A. tonight, or this afternoon, and ran into them in the hallway. So I asked them, are you Mark's mom and dad? Like, yep. So we told them we saw them. Friendly people. And yep. Look at that. They got to see Mark at an empty netter.
Yep.
As we get on the freeway.
Just give us a minute here.
Oh, we're all good. What else we got?
I think that's all you had in notes. I don't know. Fun time here. Just close to the end of the game, I went to go and reach for
your coat.
My coat. I was like, oh yeah, California. I don't have one. Woohoo! Walk out, and granted, yes, it's an afternoon game, but oh my god. It's beautiful out. It's probably like 20 degrees out.
So nice.
So nice. And then they have to turn over the building because they have basketball in 3 hours.
Yeah, there's a sign saying it takes an hour, 50 minutes to switch from hockey to basketball or the other way.
I wonder how long it'd take them to get a road train done.
Oh, good question. Oh, look at this, LA traffic. So one thing, it's nice weather here.
Yeah.
Nice water, but man, you ever get stuck in the freeways everywhere.
Yeah. But it took us 39 minutes this morning to get from Anaheim to L.A.
No traffic, yeah.
No traffic.
Well, it was just flowing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think that, well, this ends our trips together because you got to go out to Disney World now.
We are on our way to LAX Airport. Pan is heading up to San Francisco area where he'll get to see the San Jose Sharks game on Monday. I got to go to Orlando because work has a big conference there starting Monday, and I got to travel now to get there. So It's going to be Splitsville for us. I don't think, I don't know when we'll be recording next, probably.
So I think once you're back.
Yeah, once I'm back. I'm back Thursday night, so we shall see about that. You don't want to do a Skype episode, I guess?
No. No, I don't want to do a Skype episode.
No.
Whoa, what?
Ah, just somebody rubbing their engine.
Jeez. All right. Cool. Do you want me to turn it off then?
Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks for listening, folks. This has been another episode of Pan and Canucks Adventures, and I'll see you back home.
See ya. Gotta be green, gotta be me.